Let me just read one thing in while we started this morning and I just want to read this line to you. Then you have to look it up. This is in Balpeh. We're going to have around a big problem. If Dovo Shenechol Kshu Chai is no Bishul, it's such a Svara, as we see, then how about water? The whole story we had Chamin in Tavshul with playing around with Chamin. What's Chamin? It's Nechol Chai? I mean, you can boil water? Tumor, how you make tea on Shabbos? No problem. Take a pitcher of water, take a kettle of water, heat it up and try it. So listen to this line. Masha mayim nizbashlu chaptilu liyachat shenisananu eina doma mayim vusholim lekodem shenizbashlu v'ze yodua b'refua. Period. That's all he says. That boiled water is different than water that was not boiled before. So he says, it's a free country. You can say what you want. Right?
Could be said that for purification. Yeah.
How about cocoa pods?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just want to call that to your attention before going. We'll deal with it.
I mean, when we said on Lamed Tet that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said Megalgalin Beitza al Gabe Gag Roteach, and Ve'en Megalgalin Beitza al Gabe Seed Roteach. So we're saying there that, but if he's saying it's permissible to do it al Gag, then that's a Tolada Hachama, right?
And there's no danger of chofer guma.
But according to the Hachamim, tolada achama is asur.
Yeah, but wait.
In the middle of the daf, where it says medve.
Which one he talks about?
Lamed Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Begalgalin Beitza
Al Gabe. Adikashi. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Let's repeat that again. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Begalgalin Beitza Al Gabe Gago Seach, Begalgalin Beitza Al Sidro Seach. The Sidro Seach is told us Ha'or, okay, and Gago Seach is told us Hacham. Bishul mandam zeh shem yatmen beremetz lekel migzar. Right, ele mandam avnei shem mezes ofer bimkomo. Right, migzar.
Right, so that was for that argument of whether there should be a gzera of those issues. But in general, we said previously that the hachamim just say a tolada tachama is asur. Right, that was from, if we go back to the Mishnah and we say there are yafkiena besudarin. So what's the difference between the sudarin that were warmed up, the scarves that were warmed up in the heat, and the roof of that was warmed up in the heat? Either way, it's a tolada achama.
The sugya started off with a question: why was Rabbi Yossi? Why did Rabbi Yossi not disagree and be matir, just as Rabbi Yossi was matir on Yat Kene Busudorim? Why wasn't he matir also on Yat Minena Bechol? It's simple pshat would be: he held that Toldos Chama is muto. Lo Gazrin on Toldos Chama. Chama is muto. and told us Chama, they didn't make a new Isu. Otu told us all.
But so is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holding according to the Shita of Rav Yose?
That's what started off this piece. That's what the back up two more lines. Let's so start again. Lifrug Namar Rav Yose Behor. Why didn't he also argue on Yitvena Behor? Because the simple pshat in Rav Yose is that he held that Toldos Hachama is Mutter. Just like Chama is Mutter, Toldos Hachama is Mutter. Right? So Rabbi says, no, Zeru Shema Yapyan Beremitz. And Chol, on a Sudo, there was nothing to do. You can't do anything worse with a Sudo. But if you're using Chol, right, there's a Zeru, if you allow him to use hot sand, he'll use hot ashes. Rabbi Yeshi Omar, no, we're dealing with sand, you're afraid that it'll be Chofa Guma. He won't just put it on top of the sand, on a handkerchief. He has no choice. You can't dig it in the handkerchief. You put on the handkerchief, right? And the sand you put on the sand would be good, but as a gzera, right? Because he's mazes off of b'makomo, he will be over on the isur of boner chofer guma. Right? He can be nayu if there's no danger of chofer guma. We're doing offer tichuach, this loose earth where you don't make a hole in it. I told you like the children's sandbox, the sand is loose, right, and free flowing, and you can't dig a hole will collapse on itself. That's the concept of Ofer Tichuach. Okay. That is trying to learn pshat in Rav Yosi. That take care, fine, two cheetahs. Now, Maisri, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosi, Rav Galgal, and Beit Shal, Rav Galgal, Seach. Again, just like Rav Yosi was matir on a handkerchief, he was matir on a rooftop.
Oh, okay.
Right? Rav Yosi, Rav Galgal, Beit Shal, Rav Sidro, Seach. Okay, fine, so that's told us all. Sid gets Oseach, then you have to heat it first to convert it to lime and so on. So now what we're doing here is transposing Rav Shimon Gamliel to Rav Yosi, meaning the same Svoros. Rav Shimon Gamliel seemed to say the same thing Rav Yosi said, that where there isn't any danger of another Isur, the Isur of making use of sun heat, there's no Isur, because sun heat is mutter, and therefore they weren't gozer. Except for another gzera that may come in, namely the gzera Shema Yachbor, Shema Yatme Beremetz, and so on. But as far as the heat of the sun, is no difference whether it is direct heat of the sun or told the sun, that would be okay if I didn't have another concern of another potential Isur that could be committed. Right? I understand here Lekha Lemigzo. Right, Agabe Gag is no problem. Ela Mando Mamesha over Makomo Ligzo. Why? On the Gag, mainly when I'm doing it in Ofo, then it is similar to Remetz. Hot ashes, hot sand, therefore the one will make it Zayla. Right? See, and more answers. Man, don't want to be amazed at Ofer Mimkomo. Why aren't you gozer? Answers. Some guy bless me off. Okay, let's we'll finish off again. Toshma, my sin shows on to failure. The mission recorded a Maisa Rav, an incident in which the Rabbonan paskin, that usually means halacha psuka, that's the psak. What did they do? They made a kind of hatmona, heviu silun shel sonal and zohama shel chamin, right? But it was all, keep in mind, all Bishul Bechama. Right now, the Havamin is that Chametz Tveria is Bishul Bechama. Okay? Manda Moshema Yatne Beremetz. I can see. Here I buried the pipe into the water. I can bury something into the ashes. The water is hot. I take something cold and I bury it into something hot. I can see the dimyon to remitz. Elo mandom abdeshemezes ofer mumkomo. There's no ofer mumkomo in the case of the Anshei Tveria. So he says, mi sabrit maase Tveria asefer koi, areche koi. We're talking about not the case that was spilled out by Anshei Tveria with a water pipe, but rather we're referring back to the first halacha in the Mishneh. Lo yafkeinu b'sudorin, right? And that came the Gemara and brought in the Maase Tveria. Maase Tveria wasn't a new case. Maase Tveria was a continuation of the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbon. Rabbi Yossi was Matir Sudorin, right? So Rabbonon said to Rabbi Yossi, how could you be Matir Sudorin? Don't you remember the big front page story in the newspapers about Anshei Tveria? Were they trying to get away with this innovation, which was also Togos Hamahu, we also Rabbonon, because based upon the whole heter of Rabbi Yossi can only be based upon the fact that Togos Hachama is not also. But that we agreed already. All is the Raisa. Togos all is also a Tolod as a Raisa. Came along. Rabbi Yossi said, but Chama is Mutor. Not also the Rabbonis. Mutor l'chatzila to cook in the sun. Therefore, told us, Chama, I don't see any reason to make a gzere. So the kasha was, you know, it's only reason to make a gzere, but the Rabbonis saw a reason to make a gzere. Because in the case of Anshei Tveria, they're dealing with told us, Chama, and they made a gzere. That's simple shakra b'tayi of the Gemara. You say we don't worry about Tolo Sachama. Am I said Anshei Tveria Tolo Sachama who and yet Asul Rabbanan? Amalahu, you don't know your geo something. You don't know your geology, right? You think that the hot springs of Tveria, right, are heated from the sun, then are heated from the sun, they're heated from the fires of Gehenna, and therefore it's told us, that's why it's also. But I'm talking about a sudo that was told us a hama, therefore it's mutu. That's the shakla v'tayi of the Gemara. You with us? The Amar Lahu, the reason why they asked the Chametz Tveria, who told us all who? The Chalfe Yapisa the Gehenim. The Chametz Tveria, you pick up the heat as they go by the Gehenim.
Yeah. That still makes it a separate case because this is not a fire that's being lit for Shabbat. It's nonstop.
The Kasha is. And then how will you classify it? We'll have it for, we need it for tomorrow for the Egli Tal. Is it Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos or Chamin Shehuchmu B'Erev Shabbos? It has to be Chamin Shehuchmu B'Erev Shabbos. Why?
if the sun is, comes out on its own and it heats here too, this this was already there, it heats.
Okay.
Theoretically, it should be permissible.
Tell me, how many people know about a minig halacha that you shouldn't drink any water at Shalosh Shudas?
Never heard of that one.
Who knows? Nobody.
Never heard of
it. Oh, come on.
I'm not that strong.
How can you survive and be ignorant so long?
All the old men and children.
Why you serve
beer,
as water?
They like beer.
Okay. Mention in the Shulchan Aruch, mention in Mishabura, in the Shulchan Aruch, that many people won't drink water on Shalosh Shudas because the Shoyim that are being burnt on Shabbos, the fire is off and they are being cooled with cold water, so you don't want to steal any of their water. They need all the water, all the water that there is, they need to cool them off. So I don't want to take away any of their water.
What about seltzer?
What siman is this?
Huh?
What siman is it?
It's Hilchos Shlishis.
What about seltzer?
So what's the problem? If you play around with the Roshim this way, then it turns out that the Chametz Tveria is not heated at all on Shabbos. According to
you mentioned that the other day.
No, because also it says that I think it says about Shlomo HaMelech that he said Shir Hashem afterwards, because that's when they started to burn again.
Okay. Yeah.
So then that makes a problem.
Okay. So just another comment for the 50th time. Midrashim. You cannot take literally, you merely take them seriously. That line is an important line. It means there's a message there somehow. Got to figure out the message. Don't play games. Right? And ask me, what kind of a fire, what's the fuel they use, how hot is it? Okay.
But are the Chachamim holding that this was a Tolada Hama? That they thought that.
Let me. I told you I would give. Yes, I said I give you. I'll give you a shot. Okay. Yeah. Toldos Hachama, right? Those who hold the Chachamim who held that was Toldos Hachama. They didn't know. Where is Chametz Tveria get its heat from? They have one simple cloud. All the energy that humans deal with come from the sun. It's the only source of energy we have. Oil, coal, is all sun energy.
Oil?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get a little bit. The Mordechai explained to him.
Oil and coal both come from degraded organic matter, which means plants and animals are based on eating other animals who are based on eating plants, which get their energy from the sun. So it all comes back down to the sun.
Got it?
Okay. It is a constantly renewing source of energy.
Okay. So all they have is sun energy. Therefore, how they came to the conclusion, it's obvious. Simple mind says, I see, all energy in the world comes from sun. So if you tell me there's some water that has built up energy in it, it must come from the sun, only source of energy. Therefore, they have dealt with it as Tola Saham. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, and he took one of the Midrashim. Remember, we went through this game before. How do you know which Midrash to take literally, which to take only seriously, whatever my Rebbe taught me, right? His Rebbe taught him that this sun energy takes care of everything. The Chametz Tveria that comes deep from the ground got it because it passes by Gehenim. Then becomes Tolda Sa'or. That's it. That's the basis of Machlokes. Machlokes in Mitzius. Helps in fact. I would learn now, in order to defend the Chachomim, the Rabbanan Chachomim, you got to defend them best, and argue that indeed the energy that comes that given to Chametzeria is not from sunlight energy. The energy that's in the earth mantle, that didn't come from sunlight. For all I know, the major source of energy may be radiation, the heat from radioactive stuff down there. But that from sun didn't get down there. If a Chacham are right. And therefore, I mean, Rabbi Yishai is right. That's not Tolos Chacham, it's Tolos Ha'or. You want to go ahead and get a little fancier? I'll ask you the Shaila. How will you treat the heat from a nuclear reactor, which provides, 10-12% of the energy of America? What kind of heat is that? There's no fire being lit. They put in some rods or something.
The nafkamina between fission and fusion.
Sorry?
What about the nafkamina between fission and fusion? You can argue fusion should be told as a hot.
Not up to that one yet. Oh, thank God, there's no fusion energy. All we got so far from fusion energy is you have
a lot of energy.
The largest number of retractions in scientific literature. Or people who claim and prove it to be false. Okay, that's where you choose the expression Toho Umada comes in. Right. Otherwise, you end up with the question Toho Madua.
So how do we define Toldat Or, though? If someone lights a fire, right? Here, this fire never goes out.
So?
Unless we go back to the other...
Okay, it never goes out. That doesn't change.
So again, how do we defend the Rabbana?
I'm sorry?
How do we defend the Rabbana, then?
How do we defend the Rabbana? They claim that it's Tolda Saham. Right? Yeah. Well, and they claim that whatever energies... What is causing the thermal springs, right, is due to combustion of organic material down in the earth. And it could very well be. I mean, otherwise, like the composting of the vegetation, that it gets hot. The Zavah Hamosif Hevel, the world calls the Tzutzi Zesim. The ends of the day. That's the source of heat. I don't know really what. I never checked up. Sure, people, why don't you ask Google? Ask Rabbi Google. Ask Rabbi Google what.
Yeah.
Where the thermal springs they come from.
Geothermal.
Yeah.
Geothermal springs or geothermal.
Yeah. Put down thermal springs, heat source.
Yeah.
Let's see what comes up.
So geothermal springs are, geothermal heat from the mantle.
From what?
From the earth's mantle. You mean like what causes geothermal heat?
That's source of heat.
That's the energy. Source of energy. Mm-hmm.
The mantle is magma rising up from the center. So.
Machlokes Rabbi Yishai Rabbanan and Rav Google.
Waiting for it to see what it says about it.
None of them really give you any useful energy that naturally occurs in the earth.
Oh, it does.
That's the way
you.
Radioactive decay beneath the Earth's surface.
That's what I would figure.
Iceland.
Okay, Rabbi, but So we hold court of Hachamim, the Toladat
HaShemesh,
Hachama, is also.
Zera otu Toladat HaSo'or.
So then how do we say that we want to cook a steak?
That's not Toladat Hacham, that's O, that's Hama.
Okay, but a person wants to
that's Zera they didn't make.
What the Rebbe said, that they crack an egg on the stone stairs.
Right.
That's Asur.
That's also, that's Toladat Hacham.
So if a person wants to bring their steak out and put it directly in the oil, they have to take it out and put it on the cooker that's already cold as is?
Sure, everything is cold. The cooker remains cold. Cooker remains cold, and you ever, when you were a little boy, you ever take a magnifying glass and burn a hole?
In the G.I. Joe's?
What did people do when you were younger? What did you do during Shia?
They're good at using melt.
All plastic toys.
Huh? That's something else there?
No, the same thing. It just gave the list of radioactive isotopes. And some heat from residual heat from planetary accretion.
Was it planetary?
20% is left over from the forming of the Earth, the high pressures, but 80% is radioactive decay. Thorium-232, uranium-235, and 38, potassium-40.
This year is going under the science category on Wayatara.
So now you have another. So it came from Kodesh Baruch Hu's initial call, Yehi Or. Right? Yeah. But you see, look at two very good shots. All right, let's go. We'll pick up again. Let's start again. As long as we got this far, let me tell someone out the last line. Amar Rav Chisda. Mimaisa shosu al shikferi of asu rabbanon. Right? Botla hatmana b'dobach hamosef hevel batilim v'ojom. Right? What does it mean? But meaning, from here you have clear proof. Again, I told you, the Mishnah has a big advantage. It's halacha l'maaseh. We always like a shaila. We got an answer, that's it. That's a maaseh rab. From the maaseh, on Shetfer, you see, there they were matmin, but they put the pipe in on Friday. They didn't put the pipe in on Shabbos. And yet you asked it. So you see that Atmona B'dovah HaMosef Hevel, cooking I can cook, Atmona I can't do. It sticks in the logical mind. It doesn't fit too well. What the heck they start up with Dovah HaMosef Hevel? I always use Dovah HaMosef Hevel. I put it on the stove with a big fire burning. So that was okay. But Hatmana, because I covered it up, here too, they went ahead, they visualized the pipe going through the water as Hatmana Bedover, right, Hamosif Hevel. The outside was the Chametveria, inside was the good water, the potable water, or clean water, whatever it is. Amarule Halocha Kanshe Tvera. Right? All is said, Kanshe Tvera were no slouches, there were no shmoes. The great Chavidah Chachomim, they decided this innovation of putting in a cold pipe into Chametveria to have good water. They were smart things. They're smart people, you pass it that way. And they would have, that held, good point. I mean, so you disagree with them as well. You know, you're not dealing with the year 2010 thought control, the Talibanization of Judaism, as we talk about, right? But they threw in the towel, right? That's why it leads us now to the story about taking a shower, because the Anshei Tveria threw in the towel. Tabrinu Anshei Tveria v'sulunayu, right? They broke their pipes. They gave in to the Chachamim. So they backed off. They backed off from the Heter, therefore we're left with the Isur of what? Of Dovah HaMosef Hevel. It's also even Me'erev Shabbos. Had they only stood their ground, we wouldn't have got caught with that Isur. But they succumbed.
I don't get how could we say that the Mishnah's case of putting the pipe in the Anshei Tveria is Davar Mosi Pevo? Because we're saying that you're allowed. We say that the only Isur is that it's being cooked on Shabbos. It's nothing to do with the beginning process.
No. Hatmona is cooked on Friday, and wrapped up the remits, wrapped up in ashes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Isur.
No,
we had double. We didn't allow you on Shabbos to wrap up something in a towel. Gzeiro, right? Shema Yatnin Beremetz, right? Gzeiro Shema Yichate. A double level Gzeiro, that's the Rambam already in the Perush Mishayis. When the Rambam said, Kul Chod Gzeiro, at one time they made that Gzeiro that way. Yeah, but the case is, Erev Shabbos, I have something which is needs to be kept warm, my cold water, and Erev Shabbos I wrapped it up in hot water. But Erev Shabbos I did it. Erev Shabbos is fine, I can do anything I want Erev Shabbos. Here you see, no, Hatmono. Go on and take the cold water, put it on the stove, Erev Shabbos, have no objections. It's a mitzvah to have eat hot on Shabbos. But if I go ahead and I wrap it up, that way, that's going to get me into trouble. That's the rabbinic mind saw in it a danger, and they made a gzeira. What's troubling you?
I don't know. I read Tosos on like Ma'aseh Ve'Aviv Silan Shosona. He just says, "Ve'in Shum Isur Klal Be'Alba." There's no.
What?
Tosos says in Ma'aseh, he says, "Ve'in Shum Isur Be'Alba," in the bringing in, meaning that the beginning process there was no.
Alamet
Lamechet Amad Beis. The Tosos Ma'aseh says.
We're a little dowager dangerously. Okay. That's somebody else. We didn't learn the Tosfos yet. Let's say what Tosfos asks. Tosfos says, tell me, am I allowed to heat on Shabbos? No one says you can heat things up on Shabbos. Take cold water on Shabbos. You can tell me I can take cold water and wrap it up in something before Shabbos? Okay. But can I on Shabbos go ahead and do something on Shabbos? When I go ahead and I turn on this cold water faucet, obviously it was under control, they let it run the whole time. They ran out when they needed the hot water. So on Shabbos, I'm going to turn on the hot water. No, you can't do that. I can't turn on the cold water to make it hot on Shabbos. That's Bishul, right? Which means I turned it on Friday. There's nothing wrong with turning things on Friday. I can turn on my water, my watering system, my irrigation system on Friday. I open the faucet and it runs all Shabbos, watering my fields. We can't water fields on Shabbos. Isur d'oraisa, right? Watering is a tolod of zriya.
Right.
But if I do it erev Shabbos, it's okay. So why is it this? Why is this worse than that? That's the whole ball, meaning since he started the block of Erev Shabbos, v'nigmeres mele Erev Shabbos, it continues on Shabbos. That's a legal thing, that's perfectly fine. I'm allowed to do such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. That's the story, post-gemayim ligino. That's something which has a little problem of marasayan, right? People don't know when you turn on your watering, your irrigation. People water their lawns on Shabbos. Not a watering lawn on Shabbos. But if you set it up at Shabbos and keep some watering on Shabbos, that's okay. Our system doesn't allow for that. No one wants to water all night, etc., etc. Let the water sprinklers run all night. So what then? You have a clock, and the clock sets it off to go on Shabbos. That's also. And there, we'll get to it. That's my Shreza Sal equated that with Amir Olakom. Very good logic. Amir Olakom, what the heck do you care what a goy does? Why can't I tell a goy to do things on Shabbos? He's not mechuyev shvir Shabbos. I say, I can't tell him to do it. Why? Because if I do that, Shabbos will disappear as a unique day in the week. I told you once, the Ramban in his Drush Rosh Hashanah, which is published in the Ramban's writing, in the Kisei Ramban, Drush to Rosh Hashanah, where he poses that question. What does Shabbos look like before the Rabbanon messed it up? Right? Remember, Adam says, Rochev al Suso, he jumps on his horse, Poseh Chanuso, he opens up his store, Ba'akom Yoshe B'tzido V'kosev, he hasn't done one Isu Daraisa. Perfectly fine. Right? Came along the Rabbanon and said, you don't know Pshat in the Chumash. Shabbos referred to Shabbos Shabboson. There are two halachas in Shabbos. One is melacha, what I just told you is all the Rabbanan. Then there's the deraisa of Shabboson. It has to end up looking like Shabbos. If I do what I just said, it's not going to look like Shabbos. Therefore, there's a chiyuv asei of Shabboson. That's the Rabban's approach. Right? But the fact is, Rabbanan had to decide, right, what gzeiros we're going to make in order to save it. Save Shabbos, what you people don't study Nach. Remember, in the time of Ezra Nehemiah, for riding a horse on Shabbos, they gave capital punishment. How do you do that on the Isur de Rabbonon? The Chiv Misa? The Rabbonon flexed their muscles. They saw Shabbos was disappearing. Why? Everybody became a Talmud Chacham. We're going to do the ISIS. The Rabbanan, we mutiny against the Rabbanan. No, we're Shomer Shabbos, we're formed Jews, we don't listen to Rabbanan. It's enough, you have to listen to the Rabbanan Shalom. These freeloaders that come down and tell us what to do. So, in the time of Ezra Nehemiah, they paskin, catch a guy riding on Shabbos, we'll put him to death. In their power to do so, yeah. That's the Kol Chachamah to do so. That was Sanhedrin, they passed that way. Eis lasos Hashem, hefiru torasecho. Pshat is, two pshat, eis lasos Hashem, I gotta do something for God, right? Because they hefiru torasecho, they destroyed your Torah. Second pshat is, hefiru torasecho, I'll go against the Torah in order to save the Torah. That's the dangerous stuff. That's what led to the Reform Movement. We'll knock off some Torah in order to save the Torah. Right? To make it utilitarian, make it useful for our generation. That's what happens. You start knocking off pieces, you throw out the baby with the bathwater. You think the bathwater is time to throw out, you've got to take the baby out.
Rabbi, one yeah. More thing on the Toladah, the Chama. If a person were to put the egg, crack the egg on the stairs before Olat HaShachar, then when it cooks, is it directly from HaChama or is it Toladah from the stairs?
I don't know. But why make a suffix on that? I can do it very simply. There, I can crack the egg on a stand. Right. On a tray, on a tripod, right? And I can show you that the tray itself didn't become hot there, and the egg I cooked, I'll be cooking b'chama. You have the tray with holes in it,
A person gets stuck in the desert and they don't have a tray with them. They just have the eggs.
No problem. In the desert, you have to learn to eat egg sake. Yeah. To get caught in the Australian desert, the only thing that you can eat there is frog eggs. The frogs, because of the crazy heat, have learned to dig a deep hole and lay their eggs in there. And the place is full of frog eggs. That's what what are they called? The natives of Australia? The
Aborigines.
Aborigines.
No. It's sort of name. Whatever they are. That's what the main macholim. It's one of the staples. Catching and finding where the frogs laid their eggs. Yeah. Okay. Come, let's get into the halacha of what we started yesterday, of taking a shower on Shabbos Yom Tov. They got a report, they got a psak back from the Chachomim. What they tell him? Omrim Chachomim. If you're talking about Shabbos, you did it on Shabbos, and you know it's Chamen Shuchmu B'Shabbos. Therefore, you can't even drink that water. If it's, however, on Yom Tov, then it's like Chamen Shuchmu by Yom Tov. Then Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. But you're allowed to cook only for eating. You can't cook for bathing. The pizza also, b'shiyah mutar. Okay, you with us? My rechitza. Chachamim used a word rechitza, but rechitza has halachic definitions. There's a rechitza of kol gufo. As a chitza of Ponov Yadov Raglov. There is rechitza in a swimming pool, betvila. There's a rechitza in a shower, where you pour the water on yourself. Water, you go into the water, or the water goes on you. Each has its own halachic requirements or halachic consequences. My rechitza, il rechitza kol gufo. Rechitza kol gufo. You tell me because you people did a shtick and you went ahead a trick and you put this cold pipe through the hot tveria. Right, and therefore you have hot water on Shabbos. If you didn't do that, if you had hot water from Erev Shabbos, you know, in a big boiler, and nothing is on, just hot water that you cooked Erev Shabbos. Chamin, chumu b'Shabbos usurim, hachamin shuchmu Erev Shabbos mutorim, vosanya chamin shuchmu me'Erev Shabbos, lemocha roches pohen ponov yodo v'raglov, aber lo kol gufo. You can't even use water that was heated on Friday for a full shower, for rechitzas kol gufo. You can use it for washing your hands and feet. Nowadays, what we do with our home boiler, we like to have some warm water on Shabbos. So what do? You turn off the boiler. Make sure you turn off the boiler early enough on Friday. Nowadays, you have to turn off the boiler about 2 o'clock. Now that we move the clock, give a chance for the water to cool down. When it cooled down, it won't cool down so fast. But if from 2 o'clock on, you're still using some of the water, so you are taking on hot water and letting cold water come in, then you better check. It comes little mention time, the water is not Yatzoledes bowl. But if it's Yatzoledes at little mention time, next time you draw water, you'll be mixing cold water into Yatzoledes. That's for cooking on Shabbos. Okay? That's halacha l'maisa. So you have to conduct yourself. It would be nice to have a halachic boil. I tried there to it's a little too expensive to put it in. Well, you should have a temperature gauge, right, on the boiler. You don't show temperature gauge. You only have settings for heating it, high, low, orders, a dial. But you know, there's no boilers don't have a temperature.
You can make it yourself.
Shouldn't be a big deal to put a thermometer in.
It's not. You can do it. Actually.
Have it in the laboratory on the autoclaves and so on. Put a temperature gauge on it. Then you know.
I saw something similar on the internet. How to make it to make your own water bath thing, and you can do it the temperature gauge to control the heating element. It takes a soldering gun, a thermometer, a circuit board, 20 minutes, and $13, $14.
Really?
It's very cheap, yeah.
Wait, say that again?
I found it on the internet. It's for it was basically instructions on how to make your own water bath.
Yeah.
But it's basically you just install a thermocoupling circuit onto the water heater, and those are really cheap. And then you just attach it to your thermometer, and it involves just being able to solder some stuff together. It's not hard to do. It's totally
different. You want to do it, I think, make a little publicity on it. Get Manny to do it. He knows how. I guess he didn't want to get involved. He's a gal who doesn't want to charge me, but I pay him anyway. So he's a good idea. Yeah, we have our plumber in shul, who's also the best attendance at all classes.
Yeah. What is the bottom line as to why there's no rechitza of kol gufo? If a person says that they take a mecham and they put it, let's say, kli shlishi, and then you say, I want to wash my whole body, what's the isur? What's the bottom line reason for no afil b'shabbat?
I mentioned yesterday, he didn't want to pay attention. It was gzeira lavlonin, gzeira b'chatzos. I want to make gzeira against the people who run bathhouses, that they were cutting corners and heating up the water on Shabbos so that their customers would be satisfied when they came Motzoi Shabbos. So they went ahead, they made a practice there on everybody.
So let me ask you, okay.
That's the Ikita. Yeah.
So wouldn't that be a low plug today that you can't be in?
I'm sorry?
So wouldn't it be a low plug that you can't take a shower on Shabbos today because they made a tikkun against?
Sure.
I thought Rabbi said yesterday that you can take a cold shower. Cold shower,
no. You cannot put stuff on the stove. You can't put stuff in the stove. So we learned to know. But if it's not your letters, you can put it in, you can put it out. No. It's not a stove. If it is not warm, then we're not talking about Iso Bishul, we're not talking about Lamedes Melochos, nothing to talk about.
So
everything comes from Lamedes Melochos. Dealing with cold, there's no Lamedes Melochos.
So there's no Yisur of Rechitza, though?
No, he wants it to be nice and clean on Shabbat. Well, how is it clean on Shabbat? Fine.
So the Maisa, a cold shower is okay on Shabbat?
Yeah, sure.
Just got to be careful.
The Maisa, a cold mikveh, is a big shy there.
That's baby.
So because there's a big child and using cold mikveh, they said use a warm mikveh.
Why?
Suddenly,
but isn't the mikveh?
Why?
Because it's too cold to go into a cold mikveh.
Wow.
No other reason.
But isn't going into a mikveh like proof of bathing? Like, isn't that?
Yeah, it's not proof of bathing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get that out. Get that out of your system. What's the use of swimming, not bathing? Swimming is maybe you make a little rowboat to go across. You tie together two pieces of lard and make a raft.
Right.
Shema Yisachin Kli Shayota. that's for swimming in cold water. That's swimming. But it says, if you can see the edges and walk around the edges, that an optical will make a wrap to go across, I can walk. Therefore, a swimming pool. Allah can rise it. You have a swimming pool at home?
No.
You should have one. and especially
in Florida,
with
we
a
have
bubble,
swimming pools.
With a bubble on top. You go swimming in the nude on top of the sea, no problem. No problem. You want to swim, not in the nude, use a rubber.
What's the
rubber?
Yeah, so you don't squeeze out the water for a bit.
What do you call it?
Speedo?
Huh?
A tube?
No. Or the
floating?
A wetsuit. What they call a wetsuit, which is rubber. Rubber is no skita.
Right.
There's no skita on rubber. Therefore, it's mutter.
What about, what's the nafkamina with the bubble on top?
So people should see you when you're naked.
So what if you're wearing a wetsuit?
So you need a bubble on top. As long as it's a swimming pool. But to go in the lake and swim, no. That's also.
Even if you could see the edges and.
Yeah, that's you're quite right. If it's a small lake, not Lake Erie or Lake Champlain, then it's the same thing. All these halachas come together all at once. You got trouble is there's an assumption that by this age, you learned all that stuff a few times already.
I've heard different, that's
why it's good at a certain age to decide, now I want to know what the heck is going on. I want it clear. That's called Al Tegam Gein V'Tomalo. No bumble, bumble, bumble. Say it clear. Yeah.
If the only reason that Rechit says Usher and Shabbos is because of the bathhouses, does anyone say Batal Tam, Batal Tekana here? Or is that ever brought up?
We'll get, that's, but the answer is yes. That's easy. That's how to deal. I don't want to make light of your question. It's an important question. But the question needs a question that's important. The answer is important. The answer is we're stuck.
Why?
A sale was made. We need it's a legalism. Sales don't go away unless they are revoked.
Right.
And we don't have the authority to revoke. It's our fault. If we didn't let Kadosh Baruch Hu get angry at us and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, we had Sanhedrin, we get rid of half the stuff that we're talking about. We could revoke some of these Zedas. We can't revoke the Zedas. And in fact, there's some of the Zedas we can't revoke because they are really Siog LaTorah, depends how far away. They really were a real concern. Then Siogim, even Zeros the Rabbonon, Siogim cannot be revoked at all. They become permanent. I'll give you a nice hezbar on that. Whenever the Siog was made based upon your personality, the human personality, how a person thinks, how a person behaves, that never changes. So you're stuck with it. Whatever they analyze is correct. If it's based upon something far-fetched.
Situations.
Huh?
Situations.
Right.
Like the medicine, like chopping
that discernment, which is which, is important, but that's the basic principle. That those gzeiros based upon human personality, we don't change much. We're the same people all the time. All right, let's see if we can make a little progress. What then? Therefore, you must say the only thing you're allowed to wash. When he said the chitza doesn't mean the chitza kol gufo. That would be also even if the water was heated me'er Shabbos. Therefore, they must be. When he said to them, you can't use this water because it's water heated on Shabbos, because they meant you can't even use it to wash your hands and face. Because it was heated on Shabbos. Was Me'er of Shabbos. Amos Sefer, let's see what that matches with the second half what they said. They said to them, if it's Shabbos, you can't use it even to wash your hands and face. If it's Yom Tov, Avo B'Yom Tov, they said, it's Kechamin Shurukmo B'Yom Tov, and therefore Asurin B'Rechitza, they said, you can't use it for Rechitza, whatever that means now. But Mutorim B'Shasir, but you can use it for hot tea, you want to drink hot water from that pipe, fine. Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. Lema, if you analyze the Mishnah that way, the story of the Anshei Tveria, it'll come out that you're supportive of Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. Lema tanan stomach to Beis Shammai would mean that you're saying now the Mishnah will affirm Beis Shammai's position. What's Beis Shammai's position? This none. Beis Shammai omrin. Lo yichem odam chamin l'raglov. You cannot heat up water in order to wash your feet. Remember, in those days, washing the feet was our washing hands and face. Right? People obviously walk barefoot. Right? As isn't so much of the world. Right? Still can't figure out how. I mean, occasionally you try to walk barefoot on the outside. I mean, pebbles. How did the Africans? You see them. The kids, you see pictures. The kids playing. None of them have shoes, and the floor is not carpeted. So no fancy carpets on the floor. Yeah.
Their feet probably get very thick.
Yeah.
Heavy calluses or something.
There's a Maisa, I don't know if it's Maisa Shahaya, but there's a Maisa that for the New York Marathon one year, one of the Kenyan runners couldn't, or one of the Olympic Kenyan runners couldn't run with shoes on. But they told him that in order to, I think it was the Olympics, in order to qualify for the Olympics, he had to be wearing shoes. So he took them and tied them around his neck, so he was wearing the shoes.
I think so.
He wasn't wearing the shoes.
Yeah, but it's so.
He
really wouldn't be comfortable wearing shoes. Look! What's happened! Look what's happened now in the Olam Goylam, right? The idiots that populate this world. Right? I remember on the Lower East Side with the families that were fighting to support themselves. With great difficulty, money was scarce. The kids wore sneakers, didn't wear shoes. We were rich families, we wore shoes. We wore sneakers for playing ball. Otherwise, you wore shoes. You know what happened? Olam Goylam now here. Who wears shoes nowadays? some small minority of kooks that still wear shoes. Everybody else wears sneakers. Not to be believed. I was a chasana Monday night. An unbelievable place called the Venetian in Garfield, New Jersey. I was able to have the class till 6:40. I was able to get there before chuppah time, 7:30. No problem. Straight up Route 80, straight run, and then a mile and a half off Route 80, exit 161, but no problem. Like, you go there, you see the women dressed, Yom Tov dress, all wearing sneakers. Hello. Yes. Hi, Aaron, I can't talk to you now. I'm in the middle of a shir. If you want to listen, I'll leave the telephone open. They yeah, what's the problem? You decided to write the ksuba? Okay, so why don't you call the people up to come 2 days later for the chasana? If you're writing the ksuba, it'll take another 2 days to get there. Okay, anyway. Well, you can call me after 3 o'clock. Right. You call all kinds of stuff. This is very, you know, there's a Sholem Yishev here, or a assistant Mashgiach Krakowski. What's his first name?
Yisachar.
Huh?
Rabbi Yisachar, I think.
Yisachar?
I think
no.
So. No.
Well, Yisachar
so.
Is the one who had a bris this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The class had a bris this morning. He's being married next week. So I'm sorry, couldn't very sweet, very nice fellow, and he has an impressive color that he found. A physical therapist, nice full girl. But they're kooks, they're all off the wall. Besides, the ksubi wants to write himself. Okay. So I had it in my professional career, I've had it a few times. End result is, I always take along, make sure I have a ksubi in the back of, in the trunk of my car. Because when you come to it, he mixed up two lines, he got the left out of line. But he wants to write a ksubi, no problem. Not filling the ksubi, he wants to write from scratch. Most likely, I think he can write ksav ashuras, he told a script. So it's a lengthy process for someone who doesn't do it regularly. But fine.
Can you write it in ksav ivri?
Huh?
You said he writes ksav ashuri, so does that mean he could write in ksav ivri also, or no?
Well,
chicken scratch,
yeah. Who knows? Okay, anyway, interesting life. Tomorrow night I have at home a dentova. We put on impressive generations. A fellow is suing two doctors for malpractice. And they're all Fum. Dr. Fum and he's Fum. They were in court already. And then someone said to them, "What are you in court? How do you, you're Fum fellow, how are you going to do it in court? You have a tiny, you got to go to a dentola." No problem. Didn't occur to them. They went out of court. They called up, "Am I willing to handle a dentola Thursday night?" All alone. They only want one person. They want three people. Right? Yeah. This is a achshav dor, Baruch Hashem, a generation that we succeeded in.
Is possible to do a din Torah without three?
Huh?
You don't need three?
No, they agreed to one. Al tidon yechidi el echad. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu does it. So when they come, I send them upstairs.
So how do you do a din Torah on malpractice? What do you
decide?
How do you quantify?
The slightest idea. No one told me. Is a dying not supposed to hear in advance? What, I don't know what it's all about, even.
No, but I'm saying, how do you... Let's say something was done wrong. How would you quantify that?
Has to be... A mazik be a daim or garmi. Have to do something garmi. A gromo, we don't... They want halacha, we got to give him halacha. We don't... A gromo is a man is potu. I can tell him, let's say today shemayim, you want to be a nice fellow, you do something, but we have to determine whether whatever they did... It was either a grami, or a b'yadayim.
Mm-hmm.
So they did something there, and then we don't evaluate damages the way the court does. Like they give for psychological stress, all kinds
Shevis,
of things. $2 million for this and $4 million for that.
Yes, boshes.
If it ends up with $18, it'd be good shape.
We also do that for boshes, no?
Huh?
We also give a little bit for the psychological.
Not 3 million or 4 million.
Okay, let's go.
If you do that, it's going to cause doctors never to want to do anything via dime.
Oh.
That type of logic is very
sure.
Damaging. Because then, if you don't do anything, you're always going to be okay. If you do something, then you're taking a risk. But you can let the patient die every time, you're going to walk off scot-free.
That's how the system works anyway.
You don't have to kill him.
Just keep sending him for tests and say you didn't have enough information.
Okay. So what does Gemara ask? Lema tanan tanan stomach kebe shamai? Das sind bei Schamai Omer, wo ich mit dem Chamer Lerglo, ein Geruhe in der Schiehe. Aber es ist ein Matieren. And you tell me that on Yom Tov you can use Chamer Lerglo. No, sorry. And what? What is, and he said, and on Yom Tov, it's also lechitza, also b'shti. He told me lechitza means here, you put on your other raglov. So you're passing it like Beishamai, who said you can only warm water for cooking. If what's left over from tea, you can then use it for your other raglov. But to use it lechatchila for put on your other raglov, that you cannot do. Lo yichem adam cham leraglov. Elokein ruin l'shziyah. What mean ruin l'shziyah? Right? If you prepare it for tea and there's some left over, then you can do it. Right? Look at Rashi. Ruin l'shziyah. The mechem l'hu l'shziyah. My interest, my heter is only to prepare a tea kettle. Be boy rochid one pot of. If he wants to, he can seal off some of that water and wash his hands and face with it. But you can't prepare water for hands and face either. Beis Hillel says, yes, you can. Pona Yoda Raglov is what? Is Anos Haguf and Dovah Hashove Lechol Nefesh. Therefore, you can cook water for Pona Yoda Raglov. But according to Beis Shammai, the only heter is only for Shasir. Amaraviki Bachananya, Lishtatibo Kol Gufo Askinan. No. When we talked about rechitza, we're not talking about funny or whatever. We're talking about taking a shower. And therefore, what's aloche? Said, on Shabbos, you can't take a shower. Right? The haitana udesanya. Lo yishtatev odom kol gufo b'mechamim b'mesonon diver ha-meir. You can't wash yourself, right? Neither chamin no tzonen, so, right? Even, well, what are we talking about? Water that was heated on Friday. Water was heated on Erev Yom Tov. Lo yishtatev, v'en kol gufo. Right? Shimon says it's mutu. Rabbi Yudah says, v'chamenat, tzonen mutu. Amar Rav Chisda, machlokes b'kli. We're talking about in a bathtub, right? Avo b'kaka, right? Divrei hakol mutu. Like the Gemara, but that's not the case. You're building everything on our Mishneh. Well, Meisad Anshe Tveli Bekakaha, Bibasa Rabbanan. So you can't accept that shot. Remember, now the only thing we have working for us is the final psak of the Chachomim in Chamei Tveliya. That is the class, that's the class species, the class legal action was that. That was it. We're all building around that. Therefore, Eli Yitmo, Hoche Yitmo. Machlokes, Bekarka, Abo, Bekli, Dibra Koloso. Now, what's the Chile Karka Kli? Karka means built-in swimming pool. Right? Kli means above-the-ground swimming pool. You with us? Why karka, why kli? So Rashi hints at already. Be kli, look at Rashi kli. Haroa omer hayom huchmu. Umukro milso de tolos oninu. Therefore, also a hochi b'shabbos, ganosin tzonen b'chamin. Be karka. It looks like it's there the whole time. The Kli, no one will eat there the whole time. Kli, you, more, a better imagery is, you fill a bathtub to take a bath. And don't fill a bathtub on Friday, take a bath on Shabbos. Filling up a Kli, you use it right away. So therefore, the Kli, and it's warm water, they'll say it's Huchmo b'Shabbos. Where you choshet the Huchmo b'Shabbos, Rashi, how careful Rashi is, seems to be a strange zera. If I allow you to go ahead and use hot water from Friday, I'm afraid that you will heat it up on Shabbos. Actually, yes. And we'll see zera slavonim, they made such a zera. But Rashi gives an explanation which is shaykh for everybody, not just for people who own bathhouses. I'll put in cold water in my hot water. I'll find the hot water is too hot. And I'll add a little cold water, and I'll be cooking on Shabbos. That's why Rashi uses that example, to make it a dovah hashava l'chol nefesh. It shouldn't be just for lavrodim. Look at Rashi, where is it? Bikli, right? The omer hayom uchmu, umuk hamilsa, right? The tolos ha'oninu, right? It makes... It's the only way to anyone seeing is, well, how do you get hot water? He must have heated it up, right? I'm afraid he'll do it on Shabbos. Why he'll do it on Shabbos? We don't make zeros for people on Mimchal Shabbos. No, I'm afraid that he will have hot water that's too hot to go into and add a little cold water to it. That's already a chashash for everybody. And that's called Bishul b'Shabbos.
Where did he have the hot water from already?
From Friday.
And it stayed so hot from Friday?
In the Kli, yeah, cover it up, yeah, sure.
It seems...
Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Halocha Rabbi Yehuda. Now watch... Watch what this legalism comes in now. Legal principle in paskening halacha lemaaseh from a machlokas. Refresh your memory again. You have a three-way machlokas: Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yehuda. Okay. Rav Meir says, right, also even to use cold water, cold gufo. Rav Shimon says cold water is mutter. Rav Shimon says everything is mutter. Sorry, hot or cold is mutter. Erev Shabbos, you did all Erev Shabbos and don't make any gzeiros on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda says hot water is also, cold water is mutter. So what is Rav Yehuda? He's a machria. He takes a middle position. So a principle in halacha is halacha kedivei machria. When I have a true three-way machlokas, right, left, middle, you take the middle. So Rabbi Yehuda will be the middle point. I can take a cold shower, I can't take a hot shower, even though the water was heated in Erev Shabbos. Okay? So now we want to know, is that how I'm going to paskin then? Because halacha kedivrei machria. Right? Omar Rabba Babachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kerabbi Yehuda. Right? Omar le Rav Yosef, why? Beferes shmi'aloch o michlolos shmi'aloch? Are you telling me there was a direct action in the Mesvedrash, and the majority voted with Rav Yehuda? So loch Rav Yehuda. Or are you giving me the principle which I know already? Whenever there's a three-way machlokas, the middle guy is right. Halochik de machia. It's important to know, because maybe I can refute the machia position. But if you tell me that there was a sitting of the Besdin and they ruled like Rabbi Yehuda, okay, that's final. So I want to know: is it, are you giving me a principle which I know of halacha kedivrei machia, or was it a specific psak din that they passed like Rabbi Yehuda? That's what he's asking. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, beferes shmi'aloch, o michlolos shmi'aloch. Did you hear them debating the case and they passed the Rabbi Yehuda? Or are you giving me the general rule? My chlolo, Amar Rav Tachman, Amar Yochan, Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav, kol mokom shatem otzi shtei chalukim vechot machriya. When you find two people arguing and a third fellow comes in with a middle position, halocha k'divrei machriya. Chutz mikulim atlonios. Shaf api she Rav Elezer machmir, Rav Yeshua Meikel, Rav Akiva machriya, ein halocha k'divrei machriya. Okay, now, mikulim atlonios, okay, I don't want to take the time now. I'll give just overview. Right, that's a sugi in Bama Madikin. Right, well, it says you cannot use shivri kalin. Because they're mukse. Kalin wasn't broken, when it breaks, right, and then now you want to use it. So the shayla wasn't muchon mayerem Shabbos. That's the broad sugya. It has a specific, little complex business. Those who say Bama Madikin know. Okay, it says the Mishnah is a top test, I believe. So one minute. I'll read the lashon of hivavah. Scorching a piece of cloth to make a wick out of it. Okay, so psilas habeget shekiplo lo v'havo, a piece of cloth that was woven into a wick. That's kiplo. You twirled it into a wick, right? V'lo hivavo, but you did not scorch it. Rabbi Elezer Oma Tmei v'melikimbo. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Torah Hi Umadlikimbo. Tmei Hi meaning not do with Shabbos. If the thing was Tomei and then you destroyed it, like we learned that halacha of breaking a kli, breaking the kira, right? When you break the kira, it was Tomei, it loses tumor. Likewise, I have a piece of cloth. When I burn the cloth, I scorch it. That ruins it for any other use. That's breaking it. So it is no longer tummy. That's it. If kiplo v'lohivo, just twirling it into a wick, that didn't destroy it from being a piece of cloth. I can untwirl it, I can unbraid it, but if hivavo, if I then, after braiding it into a wick, as we do, we scorch the edge so that it'll catch fire easily, that already is ma'abed es habeged. That destroys the cloth. Okay, then once you destroy the cloth, it is number one, it is lost to tumah. Number two, now you can use it as a wick for Shabbos. As they says, kiplo v'loivavo, just you braided it and didn't heat it and didn't scorch it. Right? Rabbi Akiva says, no, even braiding it, I took a piece of shirting material and I braided it into a wick. That destroyed it from its previous status as shirting material, right? And now it's already shivri keli. I broke the keli and it's no longer tamei. Don't want to get into the tales of that sugya, right? A very nice sugya. He mentions that in that sugya, Rabbi Akiva was a middle point, and we didn't paskal like it. Okay. Why did Moed took so fit to mention? You should know there were exceptions to this rule, even though we always paskin like the machia, but sometimes we don't paskin like the machia. Like every rule has its exceptions. Why didn't we paskin? I mean, this is mamish stone-in gratis, parenthetic material, nothing to do with our sugya. Why didn't we paskin there like Rabbi Akiva? He was a machia, right? Because one, the Rabbi Akiva Talmud, who he was a Talmud for the Rabbi Elezer, right? And therefore, Talmud can't be a machriya on his Rebbe. The Yod, Hahodava Rabbi Akiva Legabe the Rabbi Yeshua, right? The addition of the mention, right? Is that Rabbi Akiva backed off from being the machia. So two reasons why we're, again, that's all parenthetic. Back to what we're concerned with. Our concern is, what's the halacha about taking a shower on Shabbos Yom Tov? That's how the michlolo, my, so you ask, what's your business? Why we pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda? Why is it sufficient to pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda because of machia? It's a good reason. It's an accepted rule. It's a rule of law. We pasuk it that way. Well, you mean to say, I want to know, was it specific or was it from a general rule? Specific or general rule, if the general rule is valid, it's no less valid than a specific ruling. It's a ruling based upon a legal principle of machia. So why do you ask me? Was it machia or was it specific? Why is it less significant? You seem to give the impression, if it's specific, oh, that's it. But if it's only from a general rule, we can question a little bit on it. Why would you object if I tell you no? It's a general rule of machia. The middle position is the correct position. Dilma hanamila b'masnisan, abba b'raiselo. Maybe that rule of machia applies only wherever you saw it in the Mishneh. But in Braisa, don't have that rule. Not so bad. Right? Why? Tanoim made the law. And therefore, a machia tells me what the law is. Amoroim don't make the law. Amoroim merely decide which of the Tanoim were right. They have a right to be machia on the Machlokes Tanoim. Not when there are three people, when there are two people. The Amoroim will decide whether we'll pasuk it, like the Shammai Levi Hillel. So therefore, when it comes to prices, they're not halacha of machia. It's halacha of how the Rabbanon of that generation saw the halacha. They got all the facts. Machlokes Tanoim. Then they decided what the halacha should be. So that Tanoim make the halacha, and Amoraim are always machia the halacha. Not machia in the sense of choosing a middle point, but choosing the end point, choosing who the halacha should be like. Therefore, the idea that there were three people or five people, that makes no difference. Three Tanoim, five Tanoim arguing, the Amoraim will decide on which, like whom they will paskin. So maybe the whole idea of machia doesn't apply to psak halacha by the Amoraim. It's only halacha by the Tanoim will paskin with a machia. But the Amoraim don't go with machia. Amoraim always go with specific ruling. They evaluated the halacha and they paskin this way. Amalei ano beferish itma. Ano beferish merely. When I said halacha Rabbi Yehuda, I heard it specifically. It wasn't from a machia or a general rule, but Rabbanah got together and they passed the Rabbi Yehuda that cold showering is okay, hot showering up. Right. Okay, I think we'll stop here. We should be able to finish this sugya of Rechitzo, very important sugya. We should be able to finish it tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
The Maasei, in a person's home on Shabbat, they want to wash their hands in the sink. They can only turn on the cold water.
Only cold water.
And if it's on, one of the
arm,
it's not two separate ones.
Yeah.
They have to push all the way to the coldest as possible.
Unless you have a
shower,
a setup downstairs where you set it, so it should be yassoletis.
But you can't.
So you said it?
You can do, I mean, you have to jury-rig your own system. You need to solder into the control board of your water heater, but you can definitely do it.
Then one side stays Yatzolet, the other pot stays Yatzolet.
Try.
Turn
off the water heater. I don't
want to
miss the
2:30
downstairs.
And it's
going
out.
Oh, we do.
We have them.
Okay, yeah. Somebody?
Yeah,
try grabbing someone.
Lemaisa, you can't go swimming in a bay, right? Lemaisa on Shabbos, because there's a chashash, you'd make a raft.
Although, I don't understand why you make a raft, because you're not going to be able to go across the whole ocean on a raft.
No, but just keep stay up.
Stay afloat.
Yeah, making a raft is, remember, making a raft is not a skilled activity. To tie two boards together,
yeah,
right, is a locha of kli shayota. A locha of making a raft.
We got time.
Stay, stay, stay,
we
have time. Let it roll.
Yeah, I have time.
Ashish, you said, you're so long.